Elon Musk has been promising to protect free speech on Twitter since he bought the company back in October, but he's actually been banning journalists and others critical of his management style. Yesterday, he even suspended the Twitter account of another social media platform, a competitor called Mastodon. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joshua Tucker, New York University professor of politics and co-director of the NYU Center for Social Media and Politics. Thanks for joining us this morning. I guess a lot of this depends on what Elon Musk's definition of free speech is.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Eric. Yeah, so I think what we're witnessing here is in real time, we are once again watching Elon Musk discover content moderation. So no matter how much you say on any sort of social media platform that you want to get away from regulating what people are saying, that you want to be the open town square, every social media platform has to deal with this question of what it is they're going to allow on and what they're not going to allow on. And despite many claims that, you know, moving in this direction of making things much more open, we've now seen Elon take a very public step towards making it very clear that content moderation is still something that's going on at the new Twitter.
Only it's a different sort of content moderation than we witnessed earlier. Now, this started, or at least we got word of it, when he suspended the account of someone who was tracking his jet using publicly available information, and then the accounts of journalists who were covering the fact that someone was covering his jet. What does this all mean?
Well, I think one thing we have to realize here is that if you are going to throw journalists off your platform, that is going to attract media attention. So either we're in a world where they are very aware of the fact that by throwing journalists off their platform, especially journalists from such prestigious outlets as we're thrown off now, they're going to get a ton of media coverage. This is going to blow up into a big story. Or they're not aware of this, in which case that says something about the fact that, you know, as people have pointed out before, they also let go of most of the communications department previously. So it is a very big step in this regard. And the fact, as you noted here, that what they're basically concerned about here is people reporting information that's already open source on Twitter, that kind of takes it to another level of, as you said, a different type of content moderation than what we're used to seeing before.
So suspending Mastodon, which is becoming a competitor, other people say they're moving in that direction. Does he not care about the signal that sends?
I mean, obviously, he doesn't care about the signal because he went ahead and did it. Now, whether they're going to have regrets about it. Yeah. So certainly if you're going to be accused of some sort of kind of anti-competitive behavior, this isn't a good particular sign. On the other hand, Twitter's a private platform and he's under no obligation to help his competitors. I think at the end of the day, the suspensions of the journalist is actually a much better deal, bigger deal than suspending an account belonging to another platform that is by all accounts, as you said, it's a competitor to Twitter, and it's a competitor that's being mentioned as an alternative. That being said, I think the days of Mastodon being a serious competitor to Twitter are still, you know, we're still a ways away from that. There's lots of reasons that I think people who get value out of Twitter are going to continue using Twitter, and it takes a big effort to get a sort of new platform up that's essentially offering the same type of service as an existing platform. We've kind of seen this before when President Trump previously had been thrown off of Twitter, and there was a lot of discussion of people leaving Twitter, President Trump supporters leaving Twitter for other right-wing platforms, and it didn't end up taking that big a dent in the people who were using Twitter. But we'll see what happens going forward.
I'll make this my last question for you. I've read accounts where Elon Musk basically says this will all be evened out by more access to citizen journalism, as if the two things are equal.
I mean, you know, he's actually getting at a very interesting point here that has nothing to do with the fact that he's suspending journalists, which is obviously restricting access to people's access to the press. But he is getting at a bigger picture about what the internet has done generally, right? If we look back to the provision of news before the days of social media, before the days of the internet, it was highly, highly controlled by what we call gatekeepers, people like editors at newspapers or producers at radio shows. They controlled who was going to be getting media. And one of the big things the internet has done generally, and then social media turbocharged, is making it available and making it so that anyone can be producing news. And this is in some ways given voice to people who didn't have access to mainstream news beforehand. But this same phenomenon, this sort of same feature of it, has also sort of led to the rise of things like misinformation and hate speech online. So it's unleashed a kind of whole set of different phenomena. And I think in his comment there, he's sort of tapping into this sort of much bigger phenomenon here. But it you know, I think at the end of the day, it's probably just attempting to distract from the fact that they've just thrown off journalists from mainstream news sources off of the platform.
Oh, you know, Joshua, I figure if you and I had another couple of years to talk about this on the radio, we'd have this all figured out. But we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
That's Joshua Tucker, New York University professor of politics and co-director of the NYU Center for Social Media and Politics.